I'm having worked in the position as Barrett Farmer at this interactive TV and also Telstra. I'd be interested to find out what will Foxtel be doing differently in relation to what Optus Interactive TV did with their commercial trial of interactive TV after I was told there was numerous hundreds of thousands of dollars invested into the backing of interactive TV only a number of months later to find that the plug was pulled on the interactive TV commercial trial. And the second question, or if I had the opportunity to ask it, is how many dollars do you feel that you are missing out on to what they would refer to in America as Fire Mexican, that is the illegal distribution of set-top units, say for instance, throughout Greater New South Wales? Thank you.
To deal with the first, we don't have a significant difference in our interactive digital offering from Optus. We intend to take it up across Australia. We intend to deploy it throughout all of the metropolitan zones in which we operate our service to all of the consumers who want to take it. We don't intend to run a trial. Ours is Korea, and it will launch in the first quarter of next year. In relation to piracy, I agree with you, piracy is a very serious problem. It is one that I think all people who work in intellectual property and the exploitation of it have very grave concerns about. And Foxtel is working with Ozstar to combat that problem and will shortly have a bit of a surprise for the pirates.
Thanks. Thanks.
Another question from James.